L'histoire va bientôt commencer. Quand tu entendras ce son, tourne la page. Tu es prêt? Allons-y. Splat goes to the doctor. Splat's tail wiggled wildly with excitement.
"Today is special," he announced. "I'm getting out of school early."
"Lucky," said Spike.
"Why?"
asked Kitten. Splat told them why.
"I'm going to the doctor for a checkup." "The doctor?"
Spike's eyes went wide.
"I heard they wrap you up in bandages. And then they bring out a thermometer thingy to take your temperature,"
gasped Spike.
"Oh, my!" cried Kitten.
"What if you want to keep your temperature?"
asked Plank. Suddenly, Splat wasn't so excited anymore. Splat's mum came to collect him.
"I don't need a checkup," Splat told his mum. "I feel fine."
"It's okay," said his mum. "Doctors are our friends." "Don't worry, Splat," his mum said. "The doctor is very nice."
"But all the bandages and thermometer thingies!"
Splat's tail twitched. When they got to the doctor's office, it wasn't as scary as Splat expected. It was bright and cheerful, with books and toys and comfy chairs. A nurse came out. "Splat, it's your turn," the nurse said. Splat hid in the toy box. The nurse led them to the exam room.
"The doctor will be with you soon," said the nurse.
Splat looked around, surprised.
"This stuff doesn't look that scary," he said.
Splat jumped as the door swung open.
"Calm down," Splat's mum said. "It's just Dr. Heffin Pfeffer."
The doctor didn't seem scary at all. She was soft and furry and had a nice smile and a really cool shirt. Splat's exam began.
"You're just right, Splat," Dr. Heffin Pfeffer said. "Have you grown?"
"I have."
Splat stood up straight.
"I am much taller than last year."
"You know, at the end, you'll get a sticker for being a good patient," the doctor said.
"Hop on the scale," the doctor said.
"Sit still."
"Say ah."
"Good job, Splat."
"Hey, they didn't wrap me up in bandages," Splat cheered. "That wasn't so bad after all."
"Are you okay, Splat?" his mum asked.
"I'm better than okay, Mum. I've got a sticker that says so," Splat said.